It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 10. And if you want to play along with us, you know what to do. Go to our CBS Sports Pick'em League entitled The Option 2024. Sign up today and play against us. You may take home the bragging rights. We now have a tie at the top of our leaderboard as D and the lovely Rita Sanchez have tied up at 91 points after your 14 win performance last week, D. So, I'm in second place with 86 points. Danny Butler's in fourth place with 83 points. And the friend of the show, Rob Adams, rounds out the top five with 72 points. Things are tightening up. Let's see how things go. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. The 4-5 suddenly resurgent Cincinnati Bengals go into Baltimore to take on the 6-3 Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens.
I'm going with the Ravens too. It's going to be closer than we think, but I think the Ravens have just enough to win. Sunday. 9:30 a.m. live from Munich, Germany. The 2-7 New York Giants take on the 2-7 Carolina Panthers. Carolina is nominally the home team in Germany.
What a battle of titans.
We send our best, don't we?
Taking the Giants.
I vowed last week that I will not pick the Giants for the remainder of the season. I will continue to do so. I had the Panthers last week. We had the Panthers last week. And fuck it. I'm running with the Panthers. Let's do it again. The Giants are hot garbage right now. We send Germany nothing but our best. Sunday, part two in the afternoon. The 2-7 New England Patriots go into Soldier Field to take on the 4-4 Chicago Bears.
Bears.
I gotta go with the Bears as well. It's not as bad as we think. Yes, DJ Moore was seen walking off the field, but it's not as dire as it is in New England. It's a 95-5 split in favor of the Bears on CBS Sports, so do with that information what you will. The 7-2 Buffalo Bills go into Indianapolis to take on the 4-5 Indianapolis Colts.
Bills. Joe Flacco, he's just good enough to get you beat.
he's another guy.
Yeah.
At this point, yeah. And it's very interesting that Anthony Richardson was untouchable in trades. So it's a very interesting message, you know? We're not going to play you. We're also not going to get rid of you. So you're just going to kind of languish there. They're holding out hope. But for now, roll with the Bills. The 6-2 Minnesota Vikings go into Duval to take on the 2-7 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Vikings. Let's go.
You gotta go with the Vikings. Like they are vastly better than the Jaguars. So this shouldn't be that close. But stranger things have happened, and stranger things have been happening to the Vikings lately. So let's see if Sam Darnold starts getting some of those calls that quarterbacks usually get. 1 o'clock start. Very interesting. The 5-4 Denver Broncos go into Arrowhead to take on the 8-0 Kansas City Chiefs. 1 o'clock? Really? Okay.
Broncos.
You're calling it. Okay. All right. That's a bold strategy. I'll take that. Yeah. The Chiefs play defense too. I think they last for one more week. Go go. How about them Chiefs? An interesting interdivision rivalry, I suppose, especially now that the Saints don't have a coach. The 6-3 Atlanta Falcons go into the Big Easy to take on the 2-7 New Orleans Saints.
Derek Carr is playing quarterback, taking the Falcons.
Hey, hey, Derek Carr, how many guys are you going to send to the hospital today? It's no shot. Saints have no shot. I think CBS Sports is a little too kind when they say they have a 3% chance to win. Give me the Falcons. The 4-4 San Francisco 49ers go into Tampa Baker to take on the 4-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Bucks.
Give me the Bucks. I'm taking the Bucks too. Even without their top wide receivers, I see good things. I think they're trending in the right direction. Baker Mayfield's having a hell of a year, man. He's having a hell of a year. And the Niners are just not where they need to be right now. The 6-2 Pittsburgh Steelers go into Landover, Maryland to take on the 7-2 Washington Commanders.
Steelers.
Solid. All right.
2 weeks to prepare for this game, man. So, no excuses.
No. I mean, no excuses. You're absolutely right about that. But I just think that right now, the more complete team and the better team resides in Landover, Maryland. I'm going to go with the Commies. We're in the 4 o'clock hour. The 2-6 Tennessee Titans go into SoFi to take on the 5-3 Los Angeles Chargers. Pretty easily. Pretty easily. It's almost not fair. It's almost unfair. The 3-6 Jets go into the desert. They take on the 5-4 Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals, James Conner, career day.
A complete and total shit show. That's what we expect from the Jets. And that's what we're going to get from the Jets. Prediction, pain. Give me the Cards. Give me the Cards pretty handily. And just another week of confusion and disgust on the post-game show on SNY. It's becoming a very, very good listen. Becoming a very good watch. Oh, God. But we got to go. At least this one's a better game, this next one. The 6-2 Philadelphia Eagles go into the... Well, maybe not now. They go into Jerry World to take on Cooper Rush and the 3-5 Dallas Cowboys.
Eagles.
Yeah. Like, there's no way. There's no way. Absolutely no way that Cooper Rush is winning this game. No. Just none. And I'm actually kind of surprised. They're 3-5. Throw Trey Lance out there. See what you got. But apparently the Cowboys aren't ready to admit that they're done. So they're the last team, the last person to know they're dead. That's lovely. So there's that, I guess. The 7-1 Detroit Lions in our Sunday night special take on the 6-3 Houston Texans.
Lions.
Yeah, Lions. This is going to be a good game. Potential game of the week here. But give me the Lions. They're strong. They're deep. The Texans still don't have answers. I'm surprised they didn't go out and get a wideout. But maybe they have good news about Nico Collins. We'll see. But right now, give me the Lions. And your Monday night delight, the 2-6 Miami Dolphins go into SoFi to take on the 4-4 Los Angeles Rams.
Rams.
I will take the Rams as well. The Dolphins, they're not there yet. So, pretty handily, give me the Rams. teams on a bye this week: the Browns, the Packers, the Raiders, and the Seahawks. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. It's time for us to run the go route again. We'll talk to you next week and play along with us in our pick'em. CBSSports.com, the option 2024. Take us on and see how you do.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.